since many have undertaken to compile a narrative of the events that have been fulfilled among us, just as those who are eyewitnesses from the beginning and ministers of the word have handed them down to us. I too have decided, after investigating everything accurately anew, to write it down in an orderly sequence for you, most excellent Theophilus, so that you may realize the certainty of the teachings you have received. Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news of him spread throughout the whole region. He taught in their synagogues and was praised by all. He came to Nazareth, where he had grown up, and went according to his custom into the synagogue on the Sabbath day. He stood up to read and was handed a scroll of the prophet Isaiah. He unrolled the scroll and found the passage where it was written. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord. Rolling up the scroll, he handed it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all in the synagogue looked intently at him. He said to them, "Today, this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
There's more cause for celebration today than many of us know. Today is the third Sunday in ordinary time, which, as far as Sundays go, sounds as Tuesday as possible. Every Sunday is a celebration of our Lord's resurrection, but if we celebrated every third, fourth, fifth Sunday of ordinary time, it would be a lot pretty quick. But for starters, this Sunday, tomorrow, is the birthday of our beloved Father Polycarp, so please be sure to say an extra prayer for him. But also, tomorrow is a special day in the church. We have, throughout our calendar year in the churchical calendar, many days that are marked to celebrate different mysteries of our Lord. Big ones like Christmas and Easter, of course. Also other Sundays such as Pentecost Sunday, when we celebrate the descent of the Holy Spirit, or Corpus Christi Sunday, when we celebrate the most holy body and blood of Jesus Christ. Today we celebrate Word of God Sunday. Pope Francis started this celebration back in 2020. This is only the sixth celebration of Word of God Sunday. Today, the church throughout the whole world celebrates the fact that the Lord has given us his word in the person of Jesus Christ, and most especially through his scriptures. Growing up, I heard, as many of us have, I'm sure many, many jokes about Catholics, how using their Bible meant they dusted off and opened up for the first time in years. But frankly, I haven't heard those jokes in a little while. There's been a beautiful movement throughout the church that we love the Lord, so we love his word. So many different things, such as Word of God Sunday, Pope Francis started. But the past few years, Bible in a Year podcast has been huge. So many different movements, so many people just turning to God's word, recognizing we need to reacquire a biblical worldview. That the wisdom that God gives us through his word is the greatest wisdom there is. That we need to approach his word. And there's so many different ways we can go about doing it. I've heard many people say, if you want to go to the word, don't crack open your Bible, start from the beginning and go to the end. And yet, I know people who are doing just that. If that's what works for you, great. Other families, before dinner every night, they'll open their Bible and read the gospel passage that was proclaimed at Mass for that day. People are incredibly creative about becoming immersed in the Bible. The Bible in a year, just getting through the Bible bit by bit. And it's so good to just have contact with the Word, letting it immerse our souls, immerse our minds, so we become just acquainted and familiar with the Word that God himself gave us. And it's so good to be familiar, to be immersed in the Word. But one step further than just familiarity, being immersed with the word, is actually having a relationship with the scriptures, with God's word. One of the best things we can do with scriptures is pray with scriptures. St. Augustine says, when you read the word of God, you hear God speak to you. And when you speak to God, you pray back to him. We're able to actually have a conversation with God when we pray with the scriptures. St. Augustine also said that when we read the word of God, God speaks to us because he is a different author than any other author. Track with me for just 20 seconds. God is a different kind of author than anyone else. Because when he inspired the word of God, yeah, that happened. That means the word of God is important. Sure, we're all tracking. But when the Lord inspired the word of God 2,000 years ago or later than that even, the Lord is all powerful. He's all knowing. And he's outside of time. That means when the Lord inspired his word to be written down millennia ago, he actually knew how we, each one of us, would hear it today. Because he's outside of time. The same Lord, the same Holy Spirit who inspired the word, is the same Holy Spirit who actually lives inside of our hearts. That just as he was there when he inspired the writing of the word of God, he is here now when we hear it anew today. So every time we come to Mass and hear the word of God proclaimed, every time we open our Bibles and read the word of God, we should approach it with expectation. We should approach the word of God as if he's going to speak to us, because that's exactly what he wants to do. When we read the word of God, he speaks to us, and we pray, we speak back to him. When we approach the scriptures, we should approach it to have a conversation with him, because we can, because he wants to. The traditional term for this praying with the scriptures is called Lectio Divina, divine reading. There's so many wonderful talks, handouts, whatever, online, four different steps for Lectio Divina. I encourage you to look those online, but frankly, I just encourage you today to approach the scriptures, to approach God's word with the expectation that he wants to speak to you. I prayed this Lectio Divina for years, and it didn't take to one day Jessica Hayes, our beloved friend here, taught me that God wants to speak to us, and the Spirit wants to speak to us through the scriptures. And if we approach with that expectation, okay, I'm turning to the word of God. I'm opening my Bible, and when I read what we read today, Luke 1:1, if I read that just as those who were from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word have delivered them to us, it seemed good to me also, having followed all these things closely, to write an orderly account for you. If I read these things, just, all right, whatever, another thing that's happening in the Bible, I don't really get it. If we don't get it, that's fine. But my heart catches on fire a little bit, and I go back. These were eyewitnesses to what happened. We just dwell on that for a bit. Like, Lord, these people I hear about in the scriptures were eyewitnesses. I want to be like that. I want that kind of relationship they had, to see you. I want that, Lord. And we'll find ourselves listening to God's word and our heart being moved by God's word and pretty quickly wanting to talk back to him. So finally, the encouragement to, yes, immerse yourself in scriptures. The reading of the Gospels bit by bit, the family reading of the Bible, Bible in your podcast, whatever works, whatever creative way you can get immersed in the scriptures, fantastic. But also, whatever creative way you can have Lectio Divina, you can just pray with the scriptures. Back when I was in high school, Father Andrew Budzinski's creative encouragement to get us to pray the scriptures, he called it Lectio Luke. This is year C, a liturgical year. We're going through the Gospel of Luke until December, until Advent in 2025. Today we heard Luke 1:1. It is a great day to begin Lectio Luke. If you don't know how to spend your 10 to 15 minutes of prayer every day, why not just open the Gospel of Luke 1:1? And I'm sure your Bibles like mine have little bold headings, and go through the little four or five sentences and just sit and chew and pray with those four or five sentences and talk to the Lord there. and let the Lord speak to you right there. However the Lord speaks to you in scriptures, if you already have a plan, wonderful. But if Lexio Luke is going through the Gospel of Luke bit by bit, day by day, that could be a wonderful way to just listen to the Lord speak to you, to walk with the Lord throughout 2025, throughout this gospel. And just know that the Lord desires to speak to you. And we should expect him to speak to us through this.